Christmas was this past weekend, I know, but we're still getting these Christmas stories that pop up, and this one intrigued me, especially since apparently it's been going on for a long time. I've never heard of it before. This is a Christmas tradition in the mountainous regions of Peru, where it says that most Christmas ceremonies would be ruined if attendees threw a punch. Probably, which you'd think so. But in this particular mountainous community, on Christmas Day, hundreds of residents gather to take part in an ancient fighting ritual aimed at settling scores and resolving conflicts before the year's end. It dates back generations. It's a ceremony known as the Takanakayu ceremony. I'm probably butchering that, I'm sure. But the name roughly translates to hitting each other with fists. Serious.
Ouch.
It's described as a method of alternative governance outside of Peru's justice system. Fighters settle family, romantic, or territorial disputes with their fists as animated spectators sing, dance, and cheer for their favorites. Fighters are traditionally men, but women are increasingly taking part.
Oh, well, good.
And, of course, since this is 2022, although I've seen other years referenced, these fights are live streamed.
Oh.
And so I can bring to you, this is in the mountainous regions of Peru. I'll give you a couple of, here we go. This is what the ceremony looks like. Did you see a couple of guys are, and listen to the crowd in there.
They're kicking, Charles.
Yeah, well, it says here that punching and kicking are both allowed.
Ah.
That's all. The fights end when a combatant bleeds, falls to the ground, or is perceived to not be able to defend themselves. This is pretty intense. Watch this battle going on here. There's another. And there's about 40 of these took place.
Ouch.
Ow. And they're bare-fisted. They don't have, like, any protective
Ultimate
gear
Fighting's
at
got
all.
Nothing on this.
No.
I'm
no,
telling
no
you, man. Put these guys in one of those UFC championships, and one of these guys is going to win.
I do like the crowd, though.
It does, yeah. The crowd's just back there, just
dude,
sitting,
circle
yeah,
and just sit
sitting around, just watching.
It's almost like a parade. They sit there and let's bring a lawn chair.
See some of the people who are dressed up and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's an event.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, that guy's wrapping his
Well, I think all of them
hands.
Do wrap their, probably to protect themselves, I'm guessing.
Okay.
Protect your knuckles.
Hate to hurt your fist on somebody's face, you know?
Yeah.
But and there's video of women participating, too. And it says here, the fighting is traditionally preceded by eating, drinking, and processions. Attendees incorporate masks and costumes to channel historical and indigenous symbols from the region. And once the scores are settled, once that fighting's done, usually you hug your opponent, smile at them, handshake. And again, going back to the original reason, you have settled the score, you've resolved all the differences, and you start with a clean slate in 2023.
I see.
So if the same two guys come back and fight every year, then there's a big problem in
that
family.
That's what I was thinking. What if somebody thought, wait a second.
Somebody you don't
want a rematch.
At some point of the year, you just simply tick off the same person. So at the end of the year, you can battle again. I've never heard of this, but he says it dates back to generations. What I find interesting, you look at this opening, I just paused it. I mean, it is. In the mountainous region, I mean, look behind him. I mean, there you are, kind of out in the middle of nowhere. And some of these wide-angle shots, you see people sitting up on these hills, these mountains, and just
getting a better viewpoint.
Yeah, exactly right. So when we talk about how Christmas is celebrated in different cultures in different ways, this, again, in the mountainous south of Peru, that happens apparently every Christmas day. And I have put a link up on this video in case you'd like to witness yourself this particular festival.
Uncivilized, yet somewhat civilized, I guess. Well, you could say.
They had rules.
Yep.
Once the combatant bleeds, falls to the ground, or can't defend themselves, the fight's over.
Mm-hmm.
You saw a couple of people that kind of jumped in as referees.
Yep.
So
sort of gives new meaning to the fight your own battles sort of thing, you know?
Exactly right. And they do
I'm not fighting it for you.
They do include, again, with the eating and drinking procession, so there's refreshments.
Just like, oh my gosh. Deck the halls.
Concessions. There you go.
You know, we look at it as a little bizarre, but I'm sure they probably look at some of the stuff that we do as bizarre.
Oh, yeah.
Merry Christmas.